Hello everyone, welcome to Recult of Some Podcast. We're going to be talking about horror slasher films today. It's at Ian Todd 82 on Twitter. Just a little bit of personal stuff. I first got into slashers, bizarrely, with Scream 2. I hadn't seen Scream 1. I saw Scream 2 at the cinema with some people who I was at school with at the time. And I enjoyed it, and a friend of mine was really into horror and stuff, so he got me into stuff like Argento, Wes Craven, Carpenter, you know, all the classic ones. So from that point onwards, obviously I went back to watch Scream and whatnot, but I've always had an interest in slasher films and stuff, and around that time as well, obviously it was quite a new dawn for slasher films with stuff like I Know What You Did Last Summer, and then you had obviously had stuff like Urban Legend, a very good film in its own right, you know, but then if you know, remake and stuff like that, and but when Scream came out, it was like, oh, this is a new take on stuff. But as a first thing, I also Den of Geek, I've done a top 50. So I'm going to read you the top 10. Some of them are quite obscure, but I just thought it was quite interesting. Alice, Sweet Alice is number 10, which is apparently an American film that was very influenced by Giallo, Dario Argento, etc., Mario Bava. The Burning, which is a 1980 sort of Friday the 13th, Halloween-y sort of thing, but it's like a summer camp thing. Apparently that's very good. Blood and Black Lace, which is 1964. Apparently this was, again, I haven't seen it. It's Mario Bava's it's a Giallo film, and it's classed as one of the first true slashers. Didn't know that, you know. Deep Red, also known as Profondo Rosso by Dario Argento. That's probably my favourite Dario Argento film. Brilliant film. It's got everything. It's got a creepy doll thing in it as well. And it's, I would never have thought as a slasher, but if you actually think about it in terms of the point of view shots and whatnot, very good. Texas Chainsaw Massacre needs no introduction. Not technically a slasher if you think he's actually chainsawing people, but, you know, the body count's pretty high. You got a humanish person who's getting people. When I put this out on Facebook, people put forward Peeping Tom, and that's at number 5. Peeping Tom is a film I saw at university, and it's a very good film. It's Michael Powell. Apparently, it was the end of his career after he brought this out, because he was known for more mainstream show films and that. It's very good. It was around the time of, it was 1960, around the time of Psycho and whatnot. But it's very good, basically about a guy going around with a camera all the time. The tripod on it has a knife on it, and it's very weird, sort of serial killer, and he's documenting everything. You should definitely check it out. Next one's obviously Psycho. I mean, come on, you know, if you haven't seen Psycho. Don't bother with the remake, by the way. Norman Bates is obviously one of the most iconic characters, and the shower scene, you know, it's like, come on. Another one that people voted for on Facebook was Black Christmas. Again, a bit more obscure, but a great film, which I've got as well. It also had Margot Kidder in it as well, of Superman fame. And yeah, it's basically like a sorority house, and he's spying on his victims and stuff, and you see it through the point of view of the killer, and it's pretty good. It's when you've got lots of Christmas films that are very nice, you know, you can throw Die Hard into that now as a Christmas film if you want, so that's not as Christmassy, But in terms of Halloween horror films, yeah, definitely Black Christmas. Nightmare on Elm Street's number two. Again, I'm big on bad sequels, so I've got quite a lot of the virtually all the sequels. But yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, Johnny Depp, the original premise behind it, and I've actually started to get see on YouTube Freddy's Nightmares, the TV show, worth checking out, a bit more humorous. But yeah, again, just absolutely iconic. And number one, a film here I've not heard of called Halloween. So yeah, I mean, you know, it is the go-to slasher film for a lot of people. Halloween recently obviously come back with a bit of a reboot, but it's just got everything. You know, you've obviously got the babysitters getting hunted down and stuff. You've got this scary guy with a knife who doesn't talk, and there's that sort of point of view shots as well and things like that. The music was iconic as well, brilliant stuff. And you know, it's one of ones where it's obviously been mimicked quite a lot by people, but it's still brilliant. And I recently watched the third one without Michael Myers, and that's quite an interesting film in its own sense. Not a slasher, but hey. So in terms of like that's a top 10, I can't say, I will try and see the ones I haven't seen, but in terms of the main obvious top 5 and all that, I can't disagree with them because they are iconic. If you are in slasher films, I think you should have, I'm telling you, you should have seen it, I'm joking. You'll be advised to watch stuff like Scream. If you haven't seen Scream, it's interesting because it takes the premise of what a slasher film should be and swifts it around in a very postmodern way, and that's always interesting. And in terms of just another classic would be Friday the 13th as well. I haven't seen as many of the sequels, but I've obviously seen the original, and that's interesting, just seeing how I won't tell you who the killer is in it, but you know, you've got a summer camp. It's a well-worn premise, but some account where people are getting killed and stuff, and you don't know who's doing it. In terms of the list, the top 20, Den of Geek list, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon from 2006. Apparently this was a sort of like pseudo Freddy Krueger, Jason sort of guy, next psycho killer. Friday the 13th, that's number four. So again, haven't seen them. Stage Fright, aka Aquarius, 1987. Apparently this is a very sort of giallo sort of influenced film. It looks like the man's got an owl face in the picture, which can't be bad. My Bloody Valentine. I haven't seen this one, but it's on my list to watch as well. That was in this sort of like the visual nasty age of like about 81 sort of thing. It's a guy with like a mask thing, a gas mask type thing. It looks like it works down the pit sort of thing. Pretty scary in itself. Sounds very Argento influences, but Tenebrae as well, 1982 giallo film. Again, if you this is the classic era of Argento. You can't knock it. Funhouse, Toby Hooper. Film looks pretty creepy already just by the picture I'm seeing. It's set at a carnival, and that's pretty scary in itself. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, and then Scream, and another Jason sequel, and then number 11 was Opera, which is quite a brutal sort of Dario Argento film from the 90s. Based upon Phantom of the Opera, but it's got all your classic Argento stuff, over the top deaths, horrible things in your eye and whatnot. It's gaudy but very good. If you also like slashers, I would say stuff like Urban Legends is a good film to watch as well. And of course, you know, if you like sequels, you've got four Scream films there straight away, do you know what I mean? I Know What You Did Last Summer. I still Know What You Did Last Summer wasn't so good. Again, all these films seem to have three or four that you didn't even realise had come out. straight to DVD or straight to streaming now. Obviously, there'll be loads of other ones which I haven't mentioned. You know, there's obviously absolutely loads of straight to DVD ones and whatnot. But notable mentions for Prom Night and Terror Train, because they were Jamie Lee Curtis films as well in the aftermath of Halloween. Obviously, Jamie Lee Curtis is iconic as hell, and she obviously came back to Halloween quite recently as well, and in H20 as well. But yeah, they're two ones which I think Prom Night was remade. I don't think Terror Train was ever remade, but they're all out there. And if you check out the Horror Channel as well, if you're in the UK, they always have some interesting slashers from time to time. But in terms of the absolute classics, if you like your horror, you invariably would have watched stuff like Halloween and whatnot. But I think it's worth checking out stuff that I've mentioned from the top 10 list, because some of them look pretty cool just by a picture. And if I had to choose one, it would obviously be Halloween. Because I think music is a big thing as well, especially in a lot of horror films. They tend to just use kind of like rock music or something like that, but actually using something where it's unsettling, that always adds something to it. Hope you enjoyed just rambling on about slasher films. It's at Ian Todd 82 on Twitter if you want to talk about slasher films and see your favourite ones. Thanks very much for your time. Take care. Different to those who don't.